From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke is warning that if Congress does not raise the government's borrowing limit by August 2nd, the result could be what he called a huge financial calamity. And a top credit rating agency, Moody's, is threatening to downgrade the federal government's credit rating, given what the agency sees as the rising possibility that no action will be taken in time. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell, speaking on the Laura Ingraham Show, says any default would do political damage to lawmakers, including Republicans.
Default is no better idea today than when Newt Gingrich tried it in 1995, is it destroys your brand and would give the president an opportunity to blame Republicans for bad economy. Look, he owns the economy. He's been in office almost 3 years now, and we refuse to let him entice us in to co-ownership of a bad economy.
Right.
But House Majority Leader Eric Cantor is rejecting McConnell's plan for allowing the president to raise the debt ceiling without a prior agreement on reducing the deficit. The president is meeting daily with congressional leaders to try to work out a deal, but NPR's Scott Horsley reports the latest session came to a stormy conclusion.
After 4 days of testy negotiations, President Obama told lawmakers their failure to make a deal is confirming what many Americans already believe about a dysfunctional government. Mr. Obama then walked out of the cabinet room. Lawmakers are due back at the White House this afternoon for another round of negotiation, focusing this time on the sensitive issue of increased tax revenues. The president wants them as part of a deficit-cutting deal. Congressional Republicans do not. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Foreclosure filings have declined again, down 32% in the second quarter compared to the same period last year, and the number of homes taken back by lenders dropped 30% in the first half of the year compared to last. Rick Sharga is with the market research firm Realty Track.
We don't believe, however, that this is a sign of positive energy in the housing market. It's more a result of delays in foreclosure proceedings that continue to plague the industry.
Sharga says many banks have sharply scaled back their foreclosure processing this year after allegations of sloppy paperwork last year opened them up to possible lawsuits. Former First Lady Betty Ford will be laid to rest today. Michigan Radio's Lindsay Smith reports a private funeral is set for this afternoon in Grand Rapids.
At Latham admits a special fondness for the Fords. Latham graduated from the same Michigan high school as the late President Jerry Ford. She remembers Betty Ford advocating for women's rights and admitting her struggles with alcohol.
Of course, it was all new, and I think she, you know, she made a lot of difference more than if just anyone would say something. To me, she was very courageous.
This afternoon, Betty Ford will be buried next to her husband at the Presidential Museum in his honor in a private ceremony.
This is NPR News from Washington. India's Home Affairs Minister says investigators have no solid leads yet on who was responsible for a triple bombing in the country's financial capital, Mumbai, and he says there was no warning of the attack, which killed at least 17 people. At least 4 people have been killed by a suicide bomb attack in Afghanistan today. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports the blast was detonated during a prayer service for the assassinated half-brother of Afghan President Hamid Karzai.
Authorities in Kandahar say a leading Islamic scholar was among those killed by a suicide bomber in a mosque during a prayer service for Ahmed Wali Karzai. President Karzai's younger brother, considered the most powerful man in southern Afghanistan, was assassinated on Tuesday. A United Nations report on the first 6 months of 2011 cites a 15% spike in civilian deaths compared with the same period last year. The UN blames the Taliban and other insurgents for 80% of the killings, but also cites an increase in civilians killed by American airstrikes. American officials say insurgents have turned to soft civilian targets instead of well-protected foreign troops. The UN report suggests Afghan civilians are less safe than at any time since 2001. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
Federal regulators are proposing new rules to make it easier for people to fight the practice known as cramming, the adding of unauthorized fees to their phone bills, fees with cryptic labels such as voicemail hosting. Democratic Senator Jay Rockefeller of West Virginia says the practice has been lucrative for the industry.
We estimate there have been about $10 billion worth of third-party charges on consumer telephone bills. We estimate that AT&T and Quest and Verizon have earned more than $650 million, those three companies, from this themselves.
I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.